my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me, please, to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, and when you get there, say amen. John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Y'all was jamming this morning. Hey, listen, and you all were jamming with smiles on your face. Y'all was happy to be jamming. Did you see them? You see them all time? You see? Hey, man. They didn't even want to leave the praise flow. Amen. One day we're going to have a praise flow service. Listen, notice what I said. And I said a praise floor service. I mean, nobody can be in your seat. Praise floor. I ain't going there today. Hey, look, that's the day you need to be here. So that's when anointing can flow over to you. Amen. John chapter 16, look at verse number 13. You can turn me down in the house speakers a little bit. I might be too loud. I'm not sure. John chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, this shall he speak. Are you all there yet? I know I'm going pretty fast. I'm excited. Y'all have fired me up. I'm excited, man. Amen. He said, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, Jesus, that he shall take of mine, the Holy Spirit, and shall show it unto you. Amen. As we continue to elevate our spiritual growth through the word of God, we must not forget that it will not happen without the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me? It will not happen without the Holy Spirit, because we have to remember that the Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus sent back to lead us and guide us into all truth. And not only did the Holy Spirit come back to lead and guide us into all truth, he also came back to, number one, show us the things to come. Number two, bring things to our remembrance. And number three, reveal the knowledge of God to us. Number one, he came to show us things to come. Number two, bring all things to our remembrance. And number three, reveal the knowledge of God to us. Amen? See, many times we do not give the Holy Spirit enough credit. We don't give him the credit that he deserves. You know, we kind of cast him to the side. But how many of you know if Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back to lead us and guide us into all truth, then the Holy Spirit must have an important role to play in your life, in my life, and in this world. Are y'all still with me? Amen. The Holy Spirit will show us things to come, and that's very important for us to know. Because when we know what's coming or what's going to happen in our life, when we know what's coming or what's going to happen in our life, before it comes or before it happens, we can start preparing ourselves for what's coming or what's going to happen before it comes. Are y'all still with me? I know I confused you. Let me say that again. When we know what's coming or what's going to happen in our life before it comes, we can start preparing ourselves before what's going to come, or what's going to happen before it comes. Amen? Because, see, if we know what's coming, we will know, if we're in the Word, what we need to do to prepare for it. Are y'all still with me? See, many people get caught off guard because Satan sneaks up on them and they didn't expect it to happen. You know, everything's going good. Everybody having a great time. Everybody singing, I plead the blood. And all of a sudden, bam, look around and there's Satan. And by the time that we realize that he's there, we are already at count two of count three, of the three counts, getting ready to be knocked out. Forget count one, you're already at count two. Why? Because we have allowed him to sneak up on us. But if we had spent more time getting to know our helper, who is the Holy Spirit, if we had spent more time taking time out to pray, if we had spent more time fasting, if we had spent more time meditating on the Word of God, if we had spent more time studying the Word of God, if we had spent more time reading the Word of God, we could have recognized the voice of the Holy Spirit when he was trying to tell us, danger's coming. Go ahead and prepare yourself for it. It's coming. Because how many of you know one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to warn us of danger? Did you know that? That's one of the reasons Jesus sent him back. So we should never get caught off guard. As Christians, we should never, see? Because the Holy Spirit is always trying to speak to us, to let us know what's coming. To let us know what's coming, to let us know the knowledge of God, and to bring things back to our remembrance. Always. Always. If not, then what's the reason for him to be here? Are you all still with me? See, he speaks to us in many different ways. One way that the Holy Spirit will speak to us in a small, still voice. Notice I didn't say loud. hey, Perlo! No, that's not the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. You better be careful. See. Christians, let me share something with you real quick. Don't you know that if the Holy Spirit has something for you and he wants someone else to deliver it to you, he will first have to trust that person. See. Because what for you is for you. And if he choose someone who is not trustworthy, they would tell you what's for you, and then they'll tell everyone else what they told you was for you. That's not how God works. So you all better be careful when people walk up to you and say, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. See, you will know if you know the Holy Spirit. If we spend time with him, we will know how he operates. So when someone walk up to me or you, and we've been spending time studying, we've been spending time in the Word, we've been spending time praying, we've been spending time fasting, we've been spending time praising the worship of God, and somebody walk up to you and say, the Holy Spirit told me that. You can tell them, get your hat, your coat, and get out of my face. Now, you don't want to tell them like that. You want to be nice about it. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, the church world has the tendency to try to be Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God, and they want to speak into your life. That's what God sent the Holy Spirit back. Now, he can use someone to do it, but it has to be someone that he can trust. Are y'all still with me? And how many of you know that the Holy Spirit knows who he can trust? Are y'all still with me? So he was speaking a small, still voice. He would speak from his spirit to your spirit, talking about God. He would speak to us in visions. He would speak to us in dreams. And he also will, once again, speak to you about helping someone, what to do to help someone else. Not just for you, but for someone else. Visions, dreams, small, still voice. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, one thing that as Christians we cannot lose focus on is the fact that we serve an omniscient God. Well, Pastor, you're using those big words on me. Don't worry about it. I'm going to break it down for you. We serve a God who is all-knowing. God knows everything. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen a year from now. He knows everything. He's omniscient, an all-knowing God. Are you all still with me this morning? See, he is a supreme God. We already know that from many lessons. And we have to realize that God's, the Bible tells us in Isaiah, that God's ways are above our what? Ways. And his thoughts are above our thoughts. So God knows things that we don't know. We don't know them. And many times we can't prepare ourselves for those things because we don't know them. But when we spend time with the Holy Spirit and get to know how he operates, get close to him, then when he warns us of things to come, we will know it's the Holy Spirit, and then we can prepare ourselves for those things. So when Satan comes to try to do what he's coming to do, you say, "Oh, Satan, not today. I'm ready for you." But once again, people fail. Why? Because Satan sneak up on them. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, this message is going to help somebody. Listen, the Bible tells us that God knows the end before the beginning. I mean, we're talking about a God who just knows everything. Go to Isaiah chapter 46, please. He knows everything. Isaiah 46. You've heard me say that before, but I want to show it to you in the Word. Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46. Are y'all still with me? Look what the Bible says here in verse number 9. Are you all there? The Bible says, "Remember the former things of old." He says, "For I am who?" How many know God introduced himself to us just now? He says, "And there is what? None else. I am God, and there is none like me." How many of you know no one knows everything but God? And then the Bible says, declaring what? The end from the what? Beginning. That means I know how it's going to end before it even starts. But you know God knows everything about you. He knows what you're going to do 3 days from now. He knows what you're not going to do tomorrow. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are what? Not yet done. We're talking about God. Saying, "My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." Talking about God. God knows what's going to happen before it happens. That's why we need to put our faith and trust in God. See, it's one thing, it's not just about having faith. No, we need to put it in God. If I have faith, that means nothing. But if I put my faith in God, now I'm connected my faith to God. Are y'all still with me? When I connect my faith to God, I'm also connecting it to Jesus. When I connect it to Jesus, I'm also connecting it to the Holy Spirit, because they are three but one. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. So God knows everything, and God uses the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us. If you're looking for a title for today's message, it's called The Revealing Spirit. The Revealing Spirit. Because God uses the Holy Spirit to, number one, warn us of danger. God uses the Holy Spirit to warn us of danger so we can prepare ourselves before danger comes. How do you prepare yourself? Prayer, fasting, meditation. Get that word on the inside of you. Because we said we are elevating our spiritual growth. through the Word of God. Didn't we say that? Isn't that the focus for 2022? That's what Minister Jones told us when he did tithes and offerings. And listen to this. You know, many people make New Year's resolutions. Listen, we can't just use it as a New Year's resolution. We need to do what we say we're going to do. Elevate our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the who? Holy Spirit. We have to do that. Are y'all still with me? We have to do that. Because he used the Holy Spirit to warn us of danger so we can prepare ourselves. He uses the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us, okay? Reveal the knowledge of God to us. And he used the Holy Spirit to bring things to our remembrance to remind us of who we are in Christ Jesus and what Jesus Christ did for us. Elder Perlow talked about it this morning during communion. We have to know what Jesus did. It's not just a church setting or a church message. It's about life. See, we come to the building to fellowship, to one another, lift up the name of Jesus, and to hear the word, the building. But you still have to go back out there. Then what? So we can't just bring Jesus to the building. We got to take him out there also. Because Satan is not going to bother you too much while you're in here. Now, inside the church, you know, Satan tried to make people go to sleep. He tried to cause them to lose interest in the word. But he's not going to do too much in here. Because we've already said we plead the blood. Y'all still with me? But out there, he'll have a field day. If we are not tuned in to the Holy Spirit and his voice when he warns us of what Satan's trying to do to us. Are y'all still with me? See, God uses the Holy Spirit to show us things not just in the present, but in the future. And the problem with a lot of people is that they only focus on the past and the present. They don't focus too much on what's ahead of them. The past or the present. And next thing you know, in the future, like tomorrow, they turn around and Satan looking them right in the face. Are y'all still with me? They never focus on the future. The only time that people focus on the future is when their future becomes their present. See? And see, I believe that's what the Bible tells us in Habakkuk. The Bible's talking about a vision. It says, write the vision. Make it plain. So he that read it can run with it. Habakkuk. Are y'all still with me? Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, for those of you who are writing. And then the Bible tells us in Habakkuk, listen, the vision is for a what? Appointed time. That means that time has not come yet. But the word is letting us know that it's there. Are y'all still with me? Some people don't even have a vision. They live from day to day. Just like they get paid from payday to payday, live from payday to payday. They live from day to day. No vision. But the Bible says without a vision, the people do what? That's talking about the future. I can't just concentrate on today. Well, Pastor, the Bible says in Matthew 6, chapter 6, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow take care of the things of itself. Well, I didn't say worry about it. I said prepare for it. Is that good? Amen. It must be good because he said it's good. I believe Brian. Amen. Can't worry about tomorrow, but I need to prepare for it. Why? Because Satan is not going to cut off his attacks today. He's on duty again tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Are you all still with me? And listen, most of the time when he attacks us, he will attack you in your weakness. Your weak areas. See, it takes him, see, he don't want to work hard like some people. If he can't get you in your weakness, then he'll start elevating his himself. Because he's going to attack you one way or the other. But if it's easy for him, he's not going to take the hard way. All that. I know. I got this person right here. Oh. Are y'all still with me this morning? The vision is for the appointed time. The future. The only time when people focus on the future is when they want someone to read their palm. I remember when I was younger and didn't know any better. Me and one of my friends, we went to this lady. She was old, you know. She was one of our friends' mother, one of our friends' mother that lived on the street. And you know, we just, oh, yeah, she can read palms. And I was like, really? You know, we like 13 years old. Really? So let's let her go read our palms. So look. So she read my palm. She's like, oh. You know, I'm thinking she know what she's doing. Amen. She says, oh, you're going to live a long life. I said, yeah. She said, yeah. This read my friend's palm. Oh, I'm glad I wasn't him. See. But once again, palm readers, people want to know their future, they go to sorcerers. People want to know their future, they go to the Ouija board. Some of y'all may not know what the Ouija board is. If you don't know about it, good, you don't need to know. Some people go to someone who practices witchcraft. They contact Dear Babby, Gabby, or Dabby in the newspaper. Are y'all still with me? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Dr. Bob. So what is my husband gonna do? Oh, it don't look good. And then we start a spouse. It don't look good. There you go. So I say and operate. If you want to know your future, you need to ask the one who is omniscient, the all-knowing God, and God will reveal whatever it is to you by way of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me this morning? By way of the Holy Spirit, and that's one of the reasons why Jesus sent him back to lead us and guide us into all truth. How can the Holy Spirit lead us unto the truth if he don't know what the truth is? Are y'all still with me? I have to stop asking people about tomorrow. I have to stop asking this. I need to go to the all-knowing God. I need to let the Holy Spirit do his work in my life here on this earth. Because once again, he will warn us of danger. He will reveal the knowledge of God to us. And he will bring back to your remembrance what the Word of God said. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. See, although the Holy Spirit continues to warn us of danger, many people are not receiving a warning because they are not spiritually equipped enough to receive from the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to elevate our spiritual growth. They're not spiritually equipped enough. Well, Pastor, how do I get spiritually equipped? How do I get spiritually stronger? What equipment do I need? Well, let me tell you what equipment we need. What we need to do is get closer to God. Because if we get closer to God, we get closer to his word. We get closer to Jesus. We get closer to the Holy Spirit. And when we get closer to God, God will reveal the unknown to us. And once again, as I said earlier, you know, when you are close to God, when you are serious about God with your heart, not with your mind, but when you are close to God, you know, you're meditating, you're praying, you're doing these things, God will allow the Holy Spirit to reveal something to you so you can go help someone else. He would allow him to reveal someone else to you, let me say it this way, so and give you a message to give to that person to help that person. Me? Yes, you. If you're a Christian. Now, if you're not one, you can be one today. Don't cost you nothing. Well, Pastor, I don't believe that God would tell someone else something to tell me. Well, listen. You must not know that there are false prophets in the world. Because they do it all the time. You know the church people? They want to be, want you to think that they're holy and anointed. The ones that always have a message for you. But they don't listen to the message that the Holy Spirit is trying to get to them. When the Bible says, you know, giving this shall come back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. What's the next line say? Thank you. Go ahead. Shall men give into your bosom? See, God uses people. But he uses those who want to be used. He uses us. We're not just here and just, I'm just saved by grace. Can't wait to die to go to hell. No. Go to heaven. No. We got work to do. Are y'all still with me this morning? I have to get closer to God. Go to Jeremiah chapter 29. My time is great. Jeremiah 29. Y'all get anything out of this morning? I'm sorry. Are y'all getting this? Jeremiah chapter 29. If I want to be more spiritually equipped to receive the warnings, the revelation that the Holy Spirit is trying to get to me, I must get closer to God. A lot of people say, well, I want to get a closer relationship with God, but then they don't show up for church. I'm not just talking about word of knowledge. I mean worldwide. Then they don't get into the word. How can you get closer to God when the word of God, the word is about a million miles away from you? We have to grow through the word. It's the word. The word. Even the Holy Spirit works with us according to the word. Christians, we have to have the word. Not just a book. We have to have the word of God. We have to spend time in the word. You know, one thing I am excited about is that we have more people coming on Wednesday midweek service. I like that. People are starting to come out. They're starting to come out, get the word. We have to get the word. Can't walk around talking about, well, I'm a Christian in the Lord. Say, no, we need to get the word. All of us, to include Pastor Ron. Y'all still with me? Are you at Jeremiah 29? Look what the Bible says here in verse number 11. This is some of you all's favorite verse. We're going to look at this. Look at verse 11. The Bible says here, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Do y'all see that? Saith the who? Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected what? End. How many of that means hope for the future? That's what that means. Hope for the future. The future? The future. Hope for the future. Then he says here, he says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen to you. Jeremiah's talking to the Israel, you know, because of their stubbornness, hard-headed. You know, the Bible called them stiff-necked, hard-headed. They went to exile. He says, look at verse 13, and you shall seek me. And do what? when you shall search for me with all your what? Notice it didn't say mind. Notice it didn't say body. It said with all your heart. Now, I want to point something out to you here in this series of scripture, because I know this is a familiar ground for a lot of people. But let's look at what God said here. Because, you know, the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. Well, yeah, God knows the plans he have for us. But the question is, do we know the plan God have for us? Because I've heard many people say, I don't know what my purpose is. Why don't you know? Why don't you know? I mean, I just said the name of this message is the revealing spirit. So if there is a spirit that reveals in my life, why don't I know the plans God has for me? Well, I'm answering that question in a few minutes here. But look at once again what he said. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know our King James say thought, but there's another translation that say plans. Said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope for the future. And then verse 13 says, and you shall do what? Seek me and do what? What that tells me is that God is not hard to find. What that tells me is that it's not hard to get closer to him. So if I'm not getting closer to God, and the Bible tells me that he's not hard to find, then I need to look in the mirror and blame myself. Because I'm not looking for him, because if I look for him, I will find him. Are you all still with me? He said, you shall search for me with all your heart. The problem is that people are not searching for God with their heart. They're searching with their head. And then Satan tell you, oh, you don't worry about it. You can't find him because he is somewhere over the rainbow. And people stop searching. Can't listen to the lies of Satan. The Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. Are y'all still with me? He knows the thoughts, but why don't we know? Don't you know the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, y'all gotta catch this, because I think this is deep. You might just think it's just a scripture. But listen, the Bible says, once we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we have been renewed with all knowledge. What? Yeah. The Bible says we've been renewed with all knowledge. I mean, we should know everything. Pastor, that don't make sense. I've never seen that in the Bible before. Go to Colossians chapter 3. See, you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 3. We've been renewed with all knowledge. I'm going to show it to you. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all still with me? Not some knowledge, but all knowledge. That's it. I say God knows the thoughts he has for us. Why don't we know the thoughts that God has for us? Why don't we know? Now, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. When you get Colossians chapter 3, just say amen. Look at what the Bible says here. Paul is talking to the Christians at Colossae. He told them here in verse number 9. Let's start there. Now let's start with verse 1. And then we're going to go all the way to verse 9. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which were? Where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection where? On the things above, not on things on the earth. A lot of people read that scripture. See, Christians, remember this. You are a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. When you read the word of God, you have to read it from a spiritual point of view. Well, Pastor, how can I do that? By asking the Holy Spirit to help you. Because he's a helper. Are y'all still with me? So when we read the word of God, we have to read it from a spiritual point of view. Because if we do not read it from a spiritual point of view, we will not get the full effect of what the word is telling us. Now, let me explain to you what I'm saying here. Let's go back to the verse. He says, once again, What verse did I read first? 1 and 2, thank you. Okay, amen. He says, if you did been risen with Christ, if you're a Christian, I want you to know you've been risen with Christ. You were spiritually baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. Water baptism is just a worldly outward appearance to show people that you're not the same person who used to be. See, people didn't see the Holy Spirit baptize you in the body of Christ when you accepted Jesus. They didn't see that. So water baptism is like an outward thing to show that you've been baptized. Now listen to this. I'll say that this while I'm at this station. Water baptism don't save no one. If that was the case, everyone in the world would be saved, because I'm sure everyone in the world have taken a bath one day or another. See? So for a person to get baptized and they have not given their life to Jesus, they're just wasting their time. Well, Pastor, I was baptized when I was 5. Do I need to do it again? No, you don't. As long as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're all right. So don't let Satan put you in bondage. You got to do it again. You got to do it again. The world's going to be cold. No, don't worry about it. So, once again, if you then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above. Christian, listen. Let me read that another way without taking from the Word of God. Set your affection on spiritual things. Set your affection on spiritual things. Why? Because you're a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in the body. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Worldly things. Or earthly things. Set your affections on things above, spiritual things. Not earthly, worldly things. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Look at that. You mean to tell me, Pastor Ron, my life is hid in Christ with God? Do you believe the word? You said, I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says. Didn't you say that this morning? But look at verse number 9. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the what? Old man with his what? Deeds. That's before you got saved. See, when you got saved, you put off the old man, you put on the new man. You did not see it, but it happened spiritually. And then the Bible says, since you did, verse 9, look at verse 10, it says, and have put on the what? New man. The new man, which is what? In what? After the image of him that created him. So it said, I have put on the new man, and the Bible tells me that the new man has been renewed in what? Knowledge. Well, why don't we know everything? Why don't we know everything then? We've been renewed in knowledge. I'll tell you why we don't know. The reason why we don't know is because we still have that natural mindset. We're not focused spiritually. See? Because, listen to this. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that the Holy Spirit working with our spirits to let us know we're children of God. So if our spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit have all knowledge, that means we have all knowledge as well. But Pastor, how do I tap into that knowledge? The way we tap into it is by way of the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, I just don't know what to ask it. Well, just tell them to bring it to your remembrance, what Jesus did for you on the cross of Calvary through his death, burial, and resurrection. He will bring it to your remembrance. He will tell you, listen here, you're not the same who you used to be. Don't think naturally anymore. Now you got to start thinking spiritually, because spiritually you are complete in Jesus. You have everything that you need to include all knowledge. But you got to work it through the Holy Spirit. Like I said, you can't elevate spiritual growth through the Word of God without the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me this morning? We've been renewed in knowledge. Now when I saw that, I'm like, what? You mean I've been renewed in knowledge? You know, my wife, she'll tell you, you know, she used to tell me, you know, sometimes, you know, when we didn't agree on things, she said, you know what? She used to tell me this, you think you know everything. And I used to be like, no, I don't. Look, when I read that scripture, you're right. I mean, she spoke that thing, and I didn't think she knew what she was talking about. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Y'all need to know what kind of God you serve. Amen. Boy, what a God we serve. Well, Pastor, how do I know all things? I just told you. The Bible says that you, when you accepted Jesus, you became anointed. Anointed. My Pastor, I don't know where it says that. Well, go to 1 John chapter 2. Listen. Amen. We said we elevate our spiritual growth through the word. Didn't we say that? That means we got to go through the word to elevate our spiritual growth. Good God Almighty. Mighty. I can't even say it right. I'm so excited. 1 John chapter 2. James, Peter, John. 1 John 2. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. We need to know the role of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me? Look what the Bible tells us in verse 15. Are you there yet? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this word. Listen, it said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he's talking to Christians here. He's not talking to somebody on the corner asking for money. He's talking to Christians. Well, I mean, a person on the corner could be a Christian also. Amen. That's not a good example. Amen. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the what? World. And then he said, go to verse 19. They went out from us. Well, okay, that don't make sense. Let's go back up. Go to 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth, how long? Forever. And then he said, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, I mean, you know, he's already here. Even now are there many Antichrists, with the S on the end. See, y'all thought it was only one Antichrist, didn't you? He said, whereby we know that it is the last time, or the last days. He says, they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would not thou have continued with us. But they went out, and they made manifest that they were not all of us. You know, a lot of times people say, I'm with you. I'm a Christian. I'm this and that. They'll talk like they are with you, but you'll find out later on, they ain't with you. Matter of fact, they don't even know who Jesus is. They have heard of him, but they don't know who he is. And then the Bible says here, I know I haven't got there yet. Don't worry about it. I haven't got there yet. It said, but you, put your name there in verse 20 where it says you. But Marsha, but you have, and what? Having that word, unction means anointing. Y'all better catch this morning. But you have an anointing from who? Holy One. Holy One. Karen used to play that song. You remember you sing that song, Karen? He's the Holy One. Amen, amen. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know what? If we don't look at that from a spiritual point of view, we would reject what the Bible says about us. I don't really know it. I don't really know all things. You know all things spiritually. I do? Of course you do. But I just don't understand how I know all things spiritually. Because the Holy Spirit knows all things. And he's here to reveal them to us spiritually. The things that we don't know that we know. And the reason why we don't know that we know them, once again, is because we focus too much on the natural instead of the spiritual. See, I'm not going to go there for the sake of time. You can write. But in Colossians chapter 2, the Bible tells us that we are complete in Jesus. We're complete in Jesus. How many of you know when something is complete, you don't need anything else because it's complete? You know, you go to school and people say, did you complete that test on time? Oh, yeah, I completed it. So you're not going to go back and tell a man, give me my test so I can complete it, because it's already completed. See? And when the Bible tells us that we are complete in Christ, Colossians chapter 2, I'm not going there. You can read it, give you some homework over the weekend, some Bible study. Colossians 2, how can we be complete in Christ? Listen to this. Let me tell you how you are complete in Christ. You are complete in Christ spiritually. If you recall in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, the Bible tells us to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service. And then it tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. Notice it never tells you to do anything with your spirit. And the reason why it doesn't tell you to do anything with your spirit, because the spirit is already complete. See. Now, I still need to do something to my body. I need to present it, not just on Sunday, but every day. I still need to do something with my mind. I need to renew it, not just on Sunday, but every day. But the spirit is complete. So really, I don't need to really make any changes to the spirit, but there are some things I do need to do with the spirit. I need to feed my spirit with the word of God, because the more I feed my spirit, the stronger my spirit get, the more I can understand the things of the Holy Spirit, and I can understand the things of God. Y'all still with me? And I also need to elevate my spirit. But Pastor, why do I need to elevate my spirit if it's complete? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you elevate your body? Your body's complete, isn't it? So why do you elevate it? Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. How many of you have never been on an elevator? Anyone? So why do you get on the elevator? To elevate your body higher to the next level. Well, that's why you need to elevate your spirit. So you can go higher and higher. Higher. Are y'all still with me? I need to elevate it. But the Bible says that I'm complete in Jesus. The Bible says I know all things, the spirit, spiritually. But I still need to get into the word to elevate my spiritual growth through the word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me this morning? See? So once again, why is it that God says, y'all thought I forgot, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, and we do not know them if we know all things. Why is it? Well, I'll tell you why. The reason why we don't know is because we are not tuned into the Holy Spirit. So he can't get things, reveal things to us, because we're not listening to him. We're not tuned into the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will reveal your plan and my plan, God's thoughts to us, because that's one of the things that he does. He is the revealing spirit. And not only that, he will reveal things for you to go talk to someone else about. But I got to get closer to God. The Bible says in James chapter 4, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. And verse 8 says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Because when you draw near to God, you're drawing near to the Holy Spirit, you're drawing near to Jesus, you're drawing near to the Word. And we just saw where God said, seek me with all your heart and you shall find me. Well, when we see God with all our heart and find him, we also find Jesus, we also find the Holy Spirit, and we also find the Word. So if I want to know everything that the Spirit should know, talking about myself, I have to go to the one who is all-knowing. And the all-knowing God will reveal to us through the Holy Spirit. So don't you see that the Holy Spirit is more than just two words we read in the Bible? He has a very important role in our life. I mentioned before, sometimes people call him the dove, the bird. No. He's a he. Just like Jesus is a he. God is a spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. Not a spirit, the Holy Spirit. There's some things we might not know. We call on God. It may be unknown to us because, now listen, we know all things spiritually because we're complete in Jesus, but our mind sometimes, the natural gets in the way. So when we get to this situation, we just ask. Bible says, asking this shall be given unto you. We always focus on material things. Well, I just ask the Lord, he'll give it. No. The Bible's talking about spiritual, material, emotional, or mental. Just ask. That's the kind of God we serve. See, we limit God. We put a limitation on God to church. Oh, God's not a building. God is God. Remember a song they used to have about years ago? My first, my last, my everything. No. Take last out. God's your first and should be your everything. I know I brought back some memories. I told y'all some people, amen. Always revealed to us. Always warns us of danger, possible danger. Always. Always. But we don't listen because we're not tuned in. Always. Before it comes. Well, I did. Satan caught me by surprise. Why? Why is he catching us by surprise? Because we're not spending time in the Word. Go to Jeremiah chapter 33. Are y'all still with me? The 33rd Jeremiah. About 7 minutes. My time is flying. Amen. Know things because we're too focused on the world. Although I might be in the world, but I'm not in the world. But why are we living like the world? Focusing on the things of the world. Are you at Jeremiah 33? Look at verse 1. The Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. In other words, he was in bondage. So y'all see that spiritually? Like I said, you got to read the Bible from a spiritual point of view. Oh, Jeremiah was in the prison. See, then we picture a prison. No. You got to think, you have to think bondage. Because prison is what? Bondage. Saying, the word of the Lord said, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof. God always introduces himself. I like how he introduces himself. Jeremiah made you. Just the little things, Alex. We just skip over them sometimes. Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. What's his name? Jesus. Call his name Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love this song, man. Amen. I said, what song is he talking about? Amen. I'll get the praise team to sing it for you. I like that song. Amen. Here we go. Look what he said here after he introduced himself. He said, verse 3, call unto me, and I will do what? Notice he didn't say he'll shut the door in your face. He said, call on me, and I will answer you and show thee great and mighty things, which thou do what? He said, you call on me, I'll show you. People say, God work in mysterious ways. He don't work in no mysterious ways. He works according to his words. He's not trying to hide anything from Christians. It's a mystery to people who don't spend time in the word. He said, call to me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou don't know. In the natural, you don't know, but spiritually, he'll reveal it to you. Because in the spirit, we know all things. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, God, I got you. He'll show us things to come. He will warn us about Satan coming so we can prepare. That's what happened to Peter in the book of Luke. Jesus told Peter, Satan is desire to sift you like wheat. But that's not the whole story. I'm almost done. I got 4 minutes. Part two next week. I can't finish today. You got to come back. You got to embrace. You got to invite somebody. So, amen, amen. Go to Luke chapter 22. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus, Christians. Know who we are in Christ Jesus. Are you all there yet? Oh, amen. I got to go there too long. Amen. Sometimes I'd be amen. Luke chapter 22. Jesus talking to the disciples. Let's start with verse number 28. He says, you are they which have continued with me in my temptations. In other words, you didn't turn your back on me. You was with me the whole time. You didn't start serving me, and all of a sudden you saw something out in the world, and you just said, oh, I don't want to serve Jesus no more. I'm going out in the world. No, no. He said, y'all been with me the whole time. Y'all still with me? He says, and I'll appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink up at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And look what he said in verse 31. He said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as what? Wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy what? Brethren. Do you see that? He warned him. See? Peter, Simon, the same person. He could have just been tiptoeing through the tulip. And next thing you know, he's been sifted like wheat. Because he got caught by surprise. And he did not have time to prepare himself. But Jesus warned him. What Jesus is saying here, he's saying, Simon, Satan has desired. In other words, Satan have asked. Because how many of you know Satan just can't do anything? He has to ask permission from God. That's why he said, he asked God, talk to him about Job. And God said, have you tried my servant Job? He said, well, you know, the only reason why he blessed you, worshiping you because you blessed him. He said, you can tempt him, but don't put your hands on him. See. Are y'all still with me? Well, then why did God allow Satan to attack me? So you can put your faith into operation and you can see the glory of the God operate in your life. Because it's not about us, it's about him. Are y'all still with me? So that word, he said he's trying to shake your faith or he's trying to break you down. How many know Satan's trying to break you down? Because he knows that if he can separate you from your faith, he can break you down. But Jesus says, Satan wants to do this to you, but I have prayed for you. That tells me there's power in what? Prayer. I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. In other words, if your faith do not fail, Satan cannot touch you. He can attack you, but he cannot touch you. That's why faith is so important. Like I said, faith, we need to know more about faith than saying, faith is something that faith hopes for, the evidence. No. You need to put your faith into operation. I'm almost done. The clock says 00. Let me give me one more minute. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, I pray for you that Satan don't sift you like wheat. No. He said, your faith. As long as your faith is strong, you don't have to worry about Satan doing anything. Because my faith tells me, because I got faith in God, that God will give me an answer to deal with that situation that Satan is trying to do to me before he starts to try to do it. And the answer comes by way of the Holy Spirit, the one who revealed things to me. Now I'm closing with this. I'm done. Stand to your feet. But keep your Bibles open. Don't close your Bible yet. Stand to your feet because I want you to see something. And I'm done. I'm done. Are y'all still with me? I want you to see something. I'm going to point it out, and I'm going to be done. Notice, who did Jesus tell that Satan was trying to break them down? Who? Simon, right? How many know he wasn't just talking to Peter? He's talking to all of the disciples. He was letting Peter know what Satan was trying to do to them. Well, Pastor, the Bible doesn't say that. See, that's why you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you when you study the Word, because you might read something that you think is one way, but it's something different. Don't you know that that word you in Greek is plural? It's plural. So when he said, Simon, Satan is trying to sift you, he's not just talking that he's talking to Simon. He called his name, but he's not telling Simon that Satan is just only trying to sift him. He's talking about all of the disciples. What am I trying to get you to see? I'm trying to get you to see this. Satan is also trying to break you down. He's trying to sift you like wheat. And he will not stop trying. And sometimes he will catch you at a time where you're at your highest high. It seems like everything's going good for you. You're happy and you know it and you're clapping your hands. And all of a sudden, the snap of a finger or a blink of an eye, there he is. And you did not have time to prepare yourself because you didn't know he was going to show up. Christians, I'm here to tell you. From this day forward, we should not have any more of those moments. Because when we spend time praying, when we spend time meditating, when we spend time studying the Word, when we spend time reading the Word, when we spend time fasting, and get closer to God, closer to the Holy Spirit, we will be able to hear His voice clearly. We do not have to worry about, is it him or is it me? I'm not sure whether it's him or me. You know, it's really amazing. Turn it down just a little bit. It's really amazing that when we you want something good from God, you know, God told me to do this, he want me to do this, want me to do that. But when God tells us to do something we don't want to do, I'm not sure if it's him. Make up your mind. Either you know the voice of the Holy Spirit or you don't. And if we don't know the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's time for us to start doing some things to elevate our spiritual growth through the Word of God. Don't let it sneak up on you anymore. You pray. You talk to the Holy Spirit, the one who came to lead you and guide you into all truth. The one who's living on the inside of you. You don't have to go over across town to find him. He's with you because Jesus sent him back. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.